This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Now that I got it right here in my hand, seems like I'm gonna spread it all over the land.
Now that we are,
we got love, sweet love.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan, broadcasting live from the Schnucks, South Grand. Come on by. Andy actually knew this person. Sunday, June 23rd, from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, Cynthia Bailey from The Real Housewives will be in store to meet and greet with fans to promote Seagram's Escapes Peach Bellini. You are a watcher?
Well, Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know, when it first came out, we used to watch it. Charlie and I used to break down the show. We used to talk about NeNe.
NeNe, my girl NeNe.
And I have not seen the show in a couple of years, but I know who Cynthia is. She's got some big pipes. She's very, very muscular. Works out. She used to have
big
a
pipes. I was worried for
no,
some.
She's got very, I mean, her biceps,
but I'll tell
her
you
biceps
what.
Are just, I mean, are amazing. But she used to be married to a Atlanta Falcons football player. I don't know who she's married to now, but she's had some scraps. I mean,
well,
she can get down and dirty. She's had a couple of cat fights on the show, Charlie.
Frank, these are some women you don't want to mess with.
You don't mess with them.
You don't mess with them. Then they got one basketball player, NBA player's wives, which is even incredible, too.
Mm. Is this the best of the Real Housewives? Because there's one in California, there's one in New York.
This is the one that has more Afro-American women on this. They're all Afro-American
except
women.
For Kim. Remember Kim?
Oh, the blonde-haired
oh,
baby.
<yeah. laughs> And she got her hair ripped off one time on a show,
on the set. They get cat fights.
Ripped her wig off. You know, she wore she wore fake hair all the time. She talked about it.
Yeah.
Ripped it
NeNe,
off.
Everybody respects her. She's got her own clothing line now.
Does she?
Shopping Network, yeah.
Is that what you're wearing today? You got a little NeNe shirt?
Hey, I want to say this, too. At the Schnucks, they have these commemorative, like, post-dispatch Stanley Cup Final editions. It's really a good-looking shot. We did it. Long-suffering Blues fans finally hoist the cup. I'm wondering, Andy, in fact, I got a text from Dom and Alex. Hey, pick up something memorabilia. Yeah, I'm busy doing interviews live.
Yeah.
Did you happen to grab anything? There's some great pictures of you yesterday. Actually drinking out of the cup with your kids, with star players.
Yes.
Did you grab any memorabilia? Or he can't really, can you?
No real memorabilia. I mean, what am I going to do? Like,
hey, Ryan, give me your stick.
Yeah, can I take your jersey home or whatever? I didn't do anything like that. But, you know, the memorabilia and just the memories.
Yeah.
You know, of being there and, you know, having the opportunity to be on the ice and just kind of, you know, seeing the celebration firsthand, seeing that continue into yesterday. And, you know, listen, I feel good for so many people. I mean, the Bernie Federicos of the world, you know, watching the game with him and watching every game with Bernie over the course of the last, you know, 5 or 6 years since I've been doing the television or on the television side. He's just an unbelievable person, man. I feel so good for people like him and Bobby Plager and obviously, you know, guys who have just been waiting for a long time but who have been the face of this franchise for such a long time. To see a Bernie Federico and a Bobby Plager, see these guys lift the cup over their head,
how about
is incredible.
A chatty and talkative Al MacInnis after the game who we did live. Because, you know, Al hasn't done interviews. Part of it is Al doesn't want to do it, and then Doug doesn't want anybody to do it. But, boy, Al was at his best. You know, Al was a good talker when he played.
Oh, my God. He's a great interviewer.
Great interviewer,
and he's a great talker. You know, and listen, he's had a big part of this, too, as, you know, as an advisor and as an executive. But, you know, Bill Armstrong, who was there, too. No one talks about Bill Armstrong and gives him credit for, and this guy's going to be a general manager at some point in time in the National Hockey League. He's done an unbelievable job, not just drafting players who play, but he's never had a draft pick inside the top 20, I don't believe.
And, that's amazing.
I mean, all these guys, I mean, he gets Robert Thomas at number 20, all these second-round picks that he has up and down the roster that he is responsible for. You know, the last draft for Jarmo Kekalainen, I think the first draft for Doug Armstrong was the Tarasenko-Jaden Schwartz draft. But, I mean, this is truly a team effort when you look at the amateur side and the pro side, because the pro side obviously has a lot to do with, you know, acquiring guys like Braden Schenn and Ryan O'Reilly. But when you draft a guy like Jordan Binnington in the third round and Joel Edmondson in the second round and, you know, you're getting Robert Thomas at 20th overall, then they're making other signings and trades. You know, like, this was a cumulative effort by the entire organization to build a championship roster.
Did you see a lot of bandwagon fans?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them. But that's part of it, though. That's part of it.
That's all right.
That's okay. Come on out.
You know what? Listen, I was telling Tom Stillman this yesterday, and I feel incredibly happy for him. He is the best owner that the fans here could ask for because of his hockey vision that he has. Like, everything is about the game. And, you know, Chris Zimmerman has come in and supported that. They've got Steve Chapman here as well. But everything is with the game of hockey first. Growing the game, having that mentality that it's about the game. They've never had people in the front office, at least in quite some time, on the business side, you know, outside of the Bruce Afflecks and these guys who have been here for a long time, who truly understand the importance of the game and what the game means and how to just build the game inside the community. These guys get that. But, you know, I was telling Tom, because I had my 8-year-old daughter with me yesterday, and, you know, she goes around the house, she's writing down on pieces of paper every player's name, whatever. But in her second grade class, she just finished second grade, there wasn't a day down the stretch that I would go pick her up from school that kids weren't standing waiting for the parents to pick them up wearing Blues jerseys and T-shirts and hats. And now every kid is cemented and invested in this organization. The brand of the Blues will never be the same. It's a complete game changer. They went from this level all the way to up here overnight, and they'll never go back down. Yeah. Winning a Stanley Cup will do that for you.
Where I was at with Snooks during my tuna tour last night in Grandview Square in Florence.
Tuna tour.
That's what it's called, a tuna tour. You already knows that. More people had on Blues memorabilia and clothing than I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. But the three people I thought about when the Blues were the Solomon Brothers and Harry Arnaz. Because people need to give him a lot of credit as well, Frank and Andy.
Well, he almost sold the team to Saskatoon.
Yeah, I don't think many people were thinking about Harry Arnaz.
Well, you got to think about it.
I think most of us thought of Bob Plager, basically.
Bob Plager, but, you know, you talk about people from the past. I mean, I got a long note from Mike Liut, who...
Gary Unger's texting with everybody in the Blues family, too.
Really?
But, you know, Mike Liut, who I've become close with. I mean, he's an agent, you know, so you deal with him with some business stuff. He represents Bennington and, you know, Vladimir Tarasenko, Robert Bortuzzo, so he had a lot of interest in the Blues. But right when they won, he sent a long note about remembering Emil Francis and the impact that he had on this organization years ago. You brought him up earlier. Thought that was a smart comment. Better than your other comments you made on the show, Charlie.
These comments were right on point. I'm getting texts about these comments.
They're killing you.
People were right on point.
They're all killing you. You're getting texts. Nobody agrees with your personal text.
I'm telling you what.
Because your daughter says something.
These texts from the radio station, I know who they're from. So I expected those to come. And I'm happy they came. It makes me feel really, really good.
So you think basically what you're saying is, all the television stations in town dropped the ball by giving coverage to the fans watching at Busch Stadium at the Enterprise Center.
No, they should have
been at a bar in North St. Louis.
They should have been at all the bars. They should have included every time we heard about the thing, and I'm not going to say it but one more
Frank
time.
Frank can't even get a camera to
the city.
Practice, and you want to get a bar in North St. Louis.
This is the damn Stanley Cup, man. Come on. You're talking about this is great for the entire community.
Surely
well,
won't
great
even go
for
to
the
a
entire
bar
community.
North St. Louis, okay?
We'll take for the community.
You won't even go to a bar
take the
in the
cup
city.
To Matthew Dickey.
It'll go there. They built a rink there, too.
You sure?
And the Stillman family.
That's where the Hockey in
the
Hood started.
Have an incredible relationship.
They're on their board. Part of them on the board.
With Matthews Dickey. An unbelievable relationship.
Well, you make sure that
and
goes.
They bring inner city kids to every
Chris
home
Zimmerman.
Game. Every home
I already
game.
Mentioned
they have,
that.
They have kids in
that.
A box. Not just Ryan O'Reilly, but other kids as well that they bring.
Let's
so
hope
they support
in the next
the
four
city.
Or 5 years, you may have a couple kids may want to play hockey. Now they've seen it, the Stanley Cup has happened quite a bit.
Listen. Kids who are now ages 3 to 10 are looking to sign up to play hockey. And then the parents of kids who are having kids right now will be looking to get their kids into hockey. The sport has already been enormous as it is. But like I said, this is a complete game changer. The brand of
well,
the Blues.
Well, the entire city, Andy.
The brand of the Blues has turned a completely different page. We always knew
come
that.
Come on, man.
We right, always
so
knew
the entire city.
Hold on a second. We got about 50 anti-tuna texts, but we got one. Let Charlie talk. He's the man. Charlie, I agree 100% from Rick. All right?
It was a couple Rick. More that agree with me. They understand what I'm talking
Thanks,
about.
Rick.
You know what's happening?
All right.
Jim Urie agrees with me.
When we come back,
choked to death.
Get Andy's take on what the Blues could be doing with Alex Pietrangelo's contract. We'll be right back.